What is going on, guys? Episode 6, Think Again. Me and Kev took a little bit of a break, as we normally have been doing. We always get back. We always get back to it.
That's
what happens.
We've never filmed it. Sorry, I was just putting on my. Birds Aren't Real shirt.
I mean, that's a great shirt to be wearing for this occasion.
I guess it is. I guess it's, quite the coincidence there, but. It's a comfy shirt. Shout out to Birds Aren't Real. All right. So,
we're episode back. 6. We're joined today with Matt Berquist. Let's say hi to Matt.
How we doing, everyone? Thanks for
Matt,
having me.
Matt, how are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
I'm doing pretty well.
Doing good.
It's this a little episode... unfortunate. We were supposed to have Patty and Byard.
Yeah, Patty and Byard were supposed to be on this, but so we'll have him back next week, I guess. I have no idea.
Patty's playing some lacrosse at fucking Virginia, and Byard's just ripping some puck out in the boonies right now.
I mean, what else could you ask for?
Get looked at by the Bruins or something.
Just sounds like, boys being boys.
Yeah. Hey, it's they're doing their thing, so fuck it.
All right. What do we got on the slate today?
Well, I mean, just to throw shit out there. I mean, a couple of days ago, Trump was acquitted.
Yesterday.
That was yesterday. All right. Well, Trump was acquitted.
That was yesterday. Yeah.
So he's out of the impeachment. I mean, he's not impeached, which means he is actually eligible to run in the 2024 election. And it also gives him the perks of, the security. If he was impeached, he would have lost all Secret Service, military protection that he.
Yeah, now ain't nobody coming. Nobody coming after him, bro.
Yeah. So now, I mean, that is big, actually. I mean, like for him.
Yeah, for him personally.
I mean, personally, I mean, if I'm gonna dive right the fuck into it, I kind of wanted to say this, but, I've been hearing some speculation that. There's actually no president of the United States right now. It is actually taking
Enlighten,
over right
enlighten
now.
Me. No, talk to me nice.
Yeah. So it's actually being taken over by, the U.S. military right now.
By the snake.
But Biden is just acting like he is in office.
Wait, you said the military? I was talking about snakes, not like the military.
No, the U.S. military is actually in charge of, is making the moves for the country right now.
Well, essentially, the theory is that the military is letting them, continue out and openly commit all these crimes. Like, the impeachment, they used, in the impeachment, the Democrats used edited and manipulated tweets and videos. They changed the dates. They photoshopped in a blue check mark to make the source seem more valid. And then that alone, they had no excuses onto why they did that. And then that was a big part in why Trump didn't get impeached. They needed a 2/3 vote. They only got 57 instead of 67. And I mean, I was keeping up with it. If you look at their lawyers, they're laying out the exact timeline of events. And then the Capitol Police chief, who was forced to resign by Pelosi, came out with a letter for his resignation. And in it, he essentially says that he warned Congress, the FBI, the D.C. police, all these intelligence agencies multiple days before the insurrection on the Capitol that it was going to happen. And they refused to do anything about it. And they all knew it was going to happen. And that alone just shows that Trump was not the one who insurrected them onto the Capitol.
I mean, yeah, I mean, that's.
No, I mean, if you think about it, it really adds up, though, because that whole thing made him look really bad, and that's exactly what they wanted. So,
I mean, another thing.
No, I think the impeachment trial was just very embarrassing for the Democrats. They tried to impeach Trump twice, and they failed twice, and the second time they did it extremely unconstitutionally.
Yeah, no, I totally agree.
I mean, another reason why I think I saw this straight firsthand. Biden, if you watch on any news source, it has him getting onto Air Force Two, not Air Force One, but Air Force Two. The only reason why the president uses Air Force Two is if he's going into such like a small airport, like in like crazy countries that, you know, might not allow him, like the runway's too short. And when Biden was flying into, I think it was DC, he was flying into some big airport. Why would you, like, never has a president used Air Force Two at a runway that is too, that is not, like, the runway is big enough to land a full 747. There's two Air Force Ones. There's one.
I think Air Force One was taking Trump back to Mar-a-Lago.
But there's two of them. There's always two Air Force Ones. So there's always two 747s that are waiting for the president. So there's no point. Like, it didn't make sense why Biden would be on that plane. The only reason is because, like, he's not the actual president. Like, he never, like, if you look at when he got inaugurated, I read something that, like, if, like, he inaugurated at 11:40 when that, like, and since he did it then, it never actually counted. Like, they did it on purpose. Because they, yeah. Like, it's, I don't know. It's something weird. Something's fishy about it.
Dude, there's always some sus shit going on.
And the amount of U.S. troops that are in D.C. right now, like, I think the military is running the country.
And that would be interesting to see how that panned out. You know, we'll be here to see it. We have front row seats. I'm not too worried. So
we got front row seats.
We do, dude. Dude, send us out in a draft. That's GG's. Just put everyone in pace in the past 10 years in a platoon. It's over.
Bro, give me a Craig and I'm fucking American kids.
Honestly, dude, like, the amount of COD everyone's played, like, come
on. I'm Master Prestige, bro.
Yeah, bro. Like, oh my God. My reload times would just be off the charts. It'd be like unthinkable things, you know what I mean?
No, yeah, 100%.
All right. Let's really get into it here.
All right, well, give us something.
All right, here we go. So there's this structure in Antarctica that a lot of conspiracy theorists have been having an absolute fucking field day on. So there's this structure that based off this motherfucker's calculations from Google Maps, I don't know how accurate this is, but like, he did some calculations on Google Maps with their scale and the 3D model, and basically said that this structure is 2,000 feet tall, and it spans the width of six football fields. All right.
Now, is this underground or above ground?
Above ground.
Oh, I have something. I had something after this, Kev.
I can give like the whole rundown.
You know what this is?
Not that, no. I have, like, I know what, like, the whole rundown with, like, the underground ones.
Oh, so I didn't know. Well, with this shit, they just said that there was, like, more people looked at it, and there was, like, heat signatures coming from it and shit, and I don't know. They people think that there's nukes in there, but no one has any idea. So what was your thing?
So this one, we got this from a documentary called Above Majestic on Hulu, and it's essentially like how extraterrestrials have been living, like, not only that they exist, but they have been living and like manipulating what is happening in the world since essentially Nazi Germany. So basically in 1945, Robert Oppenheimer created the nuke, and they tested it at something called Project Trinity. And so it's so there's a bunch of these like electromagnetic like pathways throughout the universe. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like an intergalactic web of energy. And so it's been thought that like extraterrestrials communicate through this and travel through like these waves, these energy pools. And so when we released the nuke, it was kind of like a signal to them, because we had reached a point of such technological advancement that we could like interact and communicate on those wavelengths. And so when we set off the nuke, they heard. And so essentially in Antarctica, Nazi Germany sent down like a like a search party team, and they found all these like underground like caverns, and they were made because under these caverns it's like extremely hot underground, and that essentially like gave off geothermal heat that created these like caverns that are like warm enough for like people to just like be in. Mm-hmm. And then like apparently like under that it's like so hot that like essentially like lizards could be living down there, and so people think that there's like a lizard extraterrestrial race living like under these structures in Antarctica.
The lizard people from the Denver airport.
Yes, yeah. Correct. It's all tied together.
Then so that there was this one chick in Germany, her name was Maria Orsic, and she was like known to be like a seer or whatever. And so after like the nuke had like set off and like notified like the extraterrestrials that we were at a certain point, mm-hmm. apparently she was like communicating with them in like her subconsciousness, and she like they were giving her information on how to like craft and like build UFOs with like the right technology. And so she brought this to like the Occult Society of Germany, and then once the Nazis came into power, they essentially took that over. And they took over all their work that they had done, and they had like all the blueprints on how to create these UFOs. So like it's been said that like a lot of these UFOs that like we've seen and had sightings, it's not extraterrestrials, it's like Germans.
It's Germany.
And like apparently when they sent that search party in like 1947, it was like during like the Nazi regime, and like they were essentially like looking for a place or like a port like in order to like build all these things and like have it like be secret and like away from all of society so no one else could like figure it out.
Dude, I seriously believe this shit because I watched it too. Like this theory on extraterrestrials, I'm not gonna lie.
What's this thing called again?
Above Majestic. I texted in the group chat for you to fucking read
like four times.
I fucking
that's cap because it wasn't saved, dude. Something that was saved like wasn't. No, I did watch this shit.
Well, I mean, if you were to think about this, think about extraterrestrials.
No, I didn't watch this. I do need to watch that.
You'd know.
Yeah.
It, honestly, like, all this, like, you know, political bullshit and everything, like, the thing to me that makes the most sense, like, if all of this shit were true...
Kamala Harris is a snake.
No. Well, I mean, like, it's that extraterrestrials... like, I'm not even kidding. Like, extraterrestrials, if they were here, would be a fuckload of a lot smarter than us. Think about it. If they got to our planet and without being seen, they are 10 times smarter than us. And it makes sense because, you know, we're taught that.
My mind, yeah.
Yeah, we're taught that space is endless and it's just continuously making more space.
And we haven't found them and they found us.
They found us.
And I mean, there's so many different parts of history that just essentially like prove that there were extraterrestrials. Like you look at the Egyptians. Other sides of the world, very, very early civilizations that have the exact same stories, the exact same gods, like the exact same lore on like everything that's happening. And like they even like look the same. Like they're the same in the drawings.
I mean, elongated skulls.
Yeah. So
Kevin, have you heard about this?
So the thing with the elongated skulls. Well, yeah, so, like, they've been finding them all throughout the world, and, like, a lot of, like, the ancient Egyptian, like, kings and, like, or pharaohs, like, were drawn with the elongated skulls. So, the theory is that this was, like, actually another race, like, it was an extraterrestrial race, essentially, like, helping the humans, like, advance. And then, if you look at the Diest clan in Italy, mm-hmm. they were a very early family, and they were known to have the elongated skulls, and then... If you look at all their descendants, it's the kings of Sweden, of Germany, of Spain, of England, of France, of Norway. Just royalty all throughout Europe all descend back to this one clan with elongated skulls.
That's ridiculous.
And also, have you ever, you know how a pope wears, you know, a really tall hat?
Yeah, it's because he's got a big-ass head, bro.
Well, yeah. It was
like
thought,
the early popes.
Yeah, the early popes had elongated skulls, so they would cover them that way. That is a theory on it.
That's sus as fuck.
And it's also said that these, these extraterrestrials could be like shape shifting.
Yeah, I've also heard.
So my Stanley Cup of 700 tins could be an alien.
Facts.
I've heard a lot of people say that, like, the Nordics, like, the Aryans, like, the blonde hair, blue eyes, that they're, like, actually an extraterrestrial race as well.
So that would be that. I mean, dude, that could make sense, because if Hitler was being advised by extraterrestrials, then
yeah, they could have had him. The theory is that like, he made a treaty with, like, the reptilian
Yep. Exactly. It really all just adds up. It just falls into place just like that.
Yeah.
Dude, like, honestly, like, it makes more sense than him randomly going, yeah, let's kill off Jews. Like, it makes more sense.
Significantly. Like, if you think about history. Significantly. Like,
if another race was making a treaty with this guy, it would make a fuckload of more sense. Because, like, yeah, he was influenced by them. They said, here, you get this in return. Do this for us. Like, it makes more sense.
I don't really think the, like, extraterrestrials were, like, the ones behind the Holocaust. I think they did have, like, some pull in it. But I think, like, the whole thing of, like, creating, like, or, like, making, like, it or killing all the Jews in order to, like, create the whole anti-Semitism phase and, like, basically, like, giving more protection to, like, the Jews that survived. Like, I think that was still all the Rothschilds doing.
But I think the Rothschilds are influenced by those people.
I mean, yeah, they probably are. Like, the Rothschilds, the ball.
I mean, they also worship the devil, dude.
Yeah. Oh, also, Barner, did you see the Time article?
No.
So, Time put out, like, an article about the 2020 election.
Mm-hmm.
And it's essentially saying that there was, like, a cabal of well-funded, wealthy, like, individuals within power throughout the world helped fortify the election.
From Time Magazine?
From Time Magazine.
Holy fuck.
Literally confirming what everyone's been saying. Oh, now.
I have another thing.
Talk to me nice.
Do you have a dollar bill, Kevin, on you?
No.
All right. Well, if you were to take a dollar bill,
I have a look five. At it.
You got to do this on the dollar, because I noticed
this.
Right,
if literally anyone is listening to this, take out a dollar bill and listen to
that's facts.
Listen to Jake's instructions.
Pause this shit right now. Take out a dollar bill just so you can prove it to yourself, and flip it over to the back side. You're gonna see on the left hand of I'm pretty sure it's the left hand side of the back side. There's the Illuminati symbol on top of the pyramid,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you were to read what's inside of it, right, it's going to say Anuit
Coeptus.
Coeptus? You know how to read this better. Yeah. All right, and then what does the bottom say, Matt?
Novus Ordo Seclorum.
All right, and now the top part, that means favors are undertaken. And then if you look at the bottom part, this is where it starts to get scary. The bottom part exactly means new order of the ages. So if you think about that, I mean, that's close to basically saying, all right, there's going to possibly be a new order, like new world order.
Oh, and surprise, episode 5, new world order. Go listen to it.
But like, what I mean, on the dollar fucking bill,
Jake, sorry, I can't call you that on this. We're literally being advertised on the dollar bill with our theories.
I know.
It just all adds up. It's literally just domino after domino after domino.
But that's the reason. I think Rothschild, he owns all these centralized banks, right? And, like, the
U.S. dollar isn't backed by anything. It's worthless.
The U.S. dollar right now, they stopped funding. Like, normally, a currency should be backed by something like gold, for instance. Our currencies are paper. The Federal Reserve being created has changed our currency into basically nothing. It's a dollar. It's a piece of fucking paper. So I think that Rothschild was like, you know what? I'm going to show, like, these people are so dumb. This is how they think that they are so much smarter than the average person that they could do this. They are. On the back of a dollar bill, it literally says that there will be a new world order coming with the Illuminati Freemason fucking symbol that Rothschild, who creates the money, is. He's a Freemason. Like, at the top of the Freemasons, there's a fuck. Like, that is considered the Illuminati.
You remember the quote from Fall Cabal? Symbolism will be their downfall?
Yes, symbolism will be their downfall. Has been said in the original Fall Cabal, not the sequel. But if you watch the original, which is off YouTube now, so I don't know how you could even... You? It's on that?
Yeah, it's on
I think it's on Facebook, too.
No, it was taken on Facebook.
Oh, that's really? On BitChute? All right, well, on BitChute, like, it's honestly crazy. Like, that is... I saw that, and, like, I just looked it up, and I saw it myself.
They mention it multiple times, too. It's not like it's only said once.
Oh, about the symbolism?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's symbolism everywhere, dude. Like, look at the human trafficking ring. Like, all these child protective services, all of their logos are, like, the FBI symbols for, yeah. Like, little boy lover, little girl lover. It's so fucked.
Yeah, dude. It's just...
Dude, it's all, like, everything that goes on underground, I think, is all child, like, pedophilia and stuff. Like, you think about it, if you look up how many kids are taken every year, like, lost, 400,000 children in the U.S. are just lost. Like, they don't know where their kids go. 400,000.
Yeah. That's
like... There's not even that many people that have died of fucking corona yet. I don't, has it hit that?
What'd you say? 400,000
fucking fake. Anyway, like,
I mean, yeah, I mean, like, have you guys seen the whole thing? Like, Cuomo and the nursing homes are about to get investigated.
I saw that.
Yeah, so I mean, fucking Cuomo, the governor of New York, Jake, horrible person. Jake,
what?
There's been 485,000 reported deaths in the U.S.
All right, so it just surpassed that.
So 2.4 million worldwide.
Okay.
Alleged.
So we're past. So it's that. Almost been a year, though, hasn't it?
For literally it's little kids.
No, but in the U.S., I was talking about just in the U.S., it is almost equivalent how many people died of corona of how many children die, like, are just lost or probably dead or trafficked, like, a year. It's the same number, dude. But we don't talk about that.
Yeah, it's awful.
Like, on the news. It's awful. Like, you don't hear about that.
It's awful. No one talks about it at all.
Like, that's the difference that I mean.
I don't know, man. It's all fucked up. Everything's just so sneaky these days, you know? You just don't know about anything. You literally don't know what we're doing anymore.
What were you saying about Governor of New York? Because this is nuts.
So Cuomo, Andrew Cuomo, he's the governor of New York. He's done horribly. So back, like, in, like, March, like, the height of coronavirus when everyone was in lockdown, there was this, like, nursing home scandal.
When I was in rehab.
Yes. So Cuomo essentially sent, like a ton of old people, like, with coronavirus into nursing homes, and then he would send them to the hospitals so those hospitals would get coronavirus deaths. And I think it was, like, over 100,000 of the coronavirus deaths are from these nursing homes. That's... And it was, like, all orchestrated by him just to, like, give the hospitals more money and to, like, just, like, get rid of, like, the older people in, like, the New York society, I guess.
That's ridiculous. I mean, that's population control. That's part of Agenda 21. Look it up.
It's true.
Also, a quick update. I had coronavirus since our last thing, so just a quick update.
How's box? How's your box? How are you feeling, Jake? How was it?
Well, I had it about a month ago, and I'm still fucking here.
Did you like it?
I mean, well, now I was partying in Florida now because I don't fucking have to worry about anything with
Did it live up to the hype?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's crazy. I had a cough, a little cough.
That's it.
A runny nose, like a kind of stuffed runny nose, and that was it.
So I might have corona.
I was exposed to Jake right when he came home from the first Florida trip while he had coronavirus. You know, we were sharing everything or whatever, and I was completely fine. I got to quarantine for a few days. It was very nice. I recommend it.
Yeah, he didn't even...
And you know, you get to tell your grandkids about this.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, I had a COVID scare. I'm just fucking a man.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's just say that we had the same pre-workout that night, sipped out of the same cup, and Matt didn't get it. I don't know how. Oh, wait, I do, because it's literally fake.
It's literally fake. They put it into Jake because of Investilog.
That's facts.
Yeah, they were just trying to get him while he's young.
Yeah, quick shout out Investilog. Go check him out on Instagram. If you guys want to make some quick money, we recommend Investilog. If you are a college student, you should probably consider Investilog.
If you want to lose all your money, join Investilog.
Nah, but seriously, we've done over 150,000 for college student profits. Check us out on Instagram. I'm the owner, so let me know. Continue, Kevin.
So some serious numbers there, Pants. That's impressive.
Yeah, I numbers don't lie, kid. When you make $400 a day, I mean,
hey,
it's all you got to do.
You know, it's $20 free play. Hit me up for a deal. $20 free play, if you know what I'm talking about. My dogs are going out. They're hyped. They heard the $20 free play.
And they're like, dude, like, let me put some.
They're gassed up. Hey, you know. Now you just need it. Hit me up.
All right. So, what else do we got today?
I don't know, man. I
mean, that was a lot.
A lot's gone on. I mean, Brady won the Super Bowl. Holy fuck.
I had $1,000 on that game.
Seven rings. How are you? I think everyone made a little bit of money that night. Anyone who bet?
I was going nuts.
Anyone who bet the Chiefs is a fucking idiot.
If you bet against Brady, you're a dipshit.
I like to put that out there. If you bet against Brady in the playoffs, you're an idiot.
Absolutely hard.
Yeah, it's just like clinical.
Like just no common sense or IQ.
Zero PR. No earnings. Absolutely nothing.
You're literal dog water.
that is what you'd be called.
Easier than a girl named Jessica.
Literally.
That's all I gotta say.
Michael Jackson in your closet.
Coming in the back like Michael Jack.
Oh God, dude, I don't know what else we have to say.
I mean, we can cut it right here.
Yeah, we can cut it right here. That's what is this?
Episode six. That was just a fuckload of new information. Just
absorb that and come back ready for a more organized episode with Patty and Byer.
Yeah.
This is a Valentine's Day special of Nazi aliens.
You're correct. Remember to check out Investilog.
Check out Investilog. Keep listening to Think Again. Tell your friends.
Tell your mothers. Tell your grandmothers. Tell the MILFs down at the club.
Tell the aunties.
Good night.
Think Again.